We were about the same age, and she would always talk to me every day. While she was on the other side of bone marrow, I was on the bone marrow side. She knew that she had to eventually go back there and do it herself. She told me that I was her role model and that she thought that she would be able to make it because I was being strong, and I showed her that if you were strong, that she can survive as well. But she got really sick, and she wasn't able to handle the cancer, and she ended up passing away. Life didn't stop whenever I got diagnosed. When I went back to trying to be a normal teenager, I realized that everybody had kind of like moved on with their life. Nobody was really the same person that they were whenever I first got diagnosed. It was pretty hard for me because it still kind of is, because the teachers don't seem to understand what's the actual problem. Even though that they don't see any physical illnesses, they think, oh, she's okay, but deep down inside there could be so much going on, and they don't know what's happening. It kind of made me feel like sad, kind of forgotten about, invisible at times. But I mean, I guess that happens to every one of us. It's getting easier, little by little. I've just learned to take it day by day. You deal with so much with treatments, and you get so tired, and at times you just want to give up because you're just tired of having to fight. But God gave me another life when He could have given that life to another kid. I believe that He gave me something that most people couldn't handle, but He knew that I could handle it. So that's why He gave me this kind of a rough patch, and I could handle it.